The following message was preached in September 1998 when I ministered at Foundation Ministries Conference in South Africa. The title of this message is To Live is to Die. This is part two. May this message be a blessing to you.
I wake up in the middle of the night, I just say, Lord, there must be more. There must be more. I'm not satisfied with little. I want more. I want more of you. I say, Lord is just waiting for us to go higher and higher and just total soul out to Him. Hallelujah. If we just forsake everything that hinder us and just pluck in the very source of life. Hallelujah. The light, like current, just penetrate to our beings. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We will total disappear in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Just hidden in Him. No more ourselves. Hallelujah. Just total disappear in His wonderful presence. Hallelujah. That's where I want to be. Hallelujah. Just hide in Jesus. Hallelujah. Let Him carry me away. Hallelujah. Oh, such a desire. I want more of Him. I want to total surrender to Him so He can take hold of me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Couple times I've experienced Lord have to persuade me because sometimes we cannot stand any longer. Such a power, such His presence. Come in power, come in such a love, such a life into our beings. I say, Lord, I cannot take anymore. I cannot take anymore. Too strong. My Lord will persuade me and say, son, just take it. Just take it. For my name's sake, for this kingdom to come. Take it for my name's sake. Take it because the whole world gonna see my glory. And must I have a body that's through my church. You must take this anointing. You must take this power. You must take this very being. Hallelujah. The very life of me. And then allow me to use you. Hallelujah. And I know I cannot take it in one time. That's my constantly prayer. Lord, just come. Just come. Expand my capacity. Expand my desire for more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know there must be more. My heart is longing. My heart is longing. The whole creation is longing for the manifestation of Son of the Living God. This is Romans chapter 8. The whole creation is agony. It's crying. When Son of the Living God manifests among us. Not just Jesus Christ, He is the first one. But in every one of us, the Son of Living God will manifest through us the words you see, the full promise of Jesus Christ. The full promise that His glory should fill all the earth. Hallelujah. We're not just seeing there's such a glory in my personal room, my private room, or in the church building. I want to see that glory will just go forth to all the nations, to end the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are carrier of His wonderful glory, powerful glory. Hallelujah. I see in the darkness place, in the present door, the same glory manifests in the present doors. And people cry out for mercy. Hallelujah. Because King is there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's our desire, Lord. Not just in the church building. That's glory will pull out to a point that we not just see your glory, we'll be carrier of your glory. The whole world's gonna see. Hallelujah. That's my desire for more of you. Hallelujah. Whatever it takes. Hallelujah. Whatever it takes. Hallelujah. I just want more. Hallelujah. When you see Him more, you just cannot hold back. You want to say, Lord, give me more. Whatever the price, I'm gonna change it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm gonna share a little bit about my revival, my personal revival in 1991, where Reverend Edward Miller come to our church. I never know this man. I'm total desperate. 18 years as a Christian, but I know all the truths. I know the Bible, but I'm total in unbelief. And I can read it, I can preach it, but I don't believe it's gonna come true. I'm so frustrated, I'm so desperate. I say, Lord, if this war is not true, I'd rather die and finish this life. Show the reality of yourself. Otherwise, I don't want to take this life. It's useless. Because at that time, I was so depressed because I see the church no power, see my personal life is no power. How can we change the world? I said, Lord, you must kill him. You have nice doctrine. You have nice standard. It's so high, but it seems to me it's impossible. What's the secret? I'm not satisfied. Because when I was born, there's such a burden for China in my being. I know something in me, there's a nation gonna come out. I know I'm born for this purpose. But when I was 30 years old, I told him, so frustrated. I say, Lord, it's impossible. It's impossible. I see the church. I see myself. There's no life. There's no power. Well, show yourself. Show yourself. Otherwise, I don't want to live anymore. I'm really desperate. And then in that conference, in that meeting, and Jesus come to my life in a very, very dynamic ways that explode my whole beings. And I just don't know. I not have a doctrine now. I have a living Jesus. Hallelujah. I don't know about the doctrine, but I know this Jesus is real. It's so alive. You can cut my head off. I cannot deny it. Because I have a personal encounter with him. About 2 weeks, the constant glory just like a huge curtain, and just day and night, just flowing in my veins for 2 weeks. I cannot stand it any longer. My body cannot hold it. But such a present, it's not just power, it comes with power, but it's a present of Jesus Christ. And it's such a wonder that God can unite with one person and to become one. Something I cannot understand, something I cannot describe it. But God in me, full of the glory. Full of the glory. But after that encounter, I said, Lord, there must be more. I'm not satisfied. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But through that encounter, I know the purpose why I existed for China. Do the big things for China. Hallelujah. Not because I can, but because such awesome God have. Hallelujah. The whole world, the whole nation can see. Hallelujah. I can understand. Isaiah has cried out in Isaiah chapter 6, when he worship the king, when he worship the one sit on the throne, and trembling before his presence. He said, who am I? Who am I? I'm an unclean one, and live with unclean people. Who am I to see your presence, see your face? I remember one time in the meeting, the same cry from my heart. Lord, I want to see your glory. It's not enough. I want to see more of you. I want to see more of you. I remember about this size of the congregation, I sit on the first row. Suddenly, my whole body began to shake and trembling. And such a holy presence began to manifest. I don't know about other people, but to me, it's such a holy, holy presence. I fall on my knees and I'm totally lay on the floor and everything on my body is trembling. And I look upon, I see the rainbow like two eyes look at me. The eyes of Father. Look upon this small child who so hungry want to see him. But then the words come to me because I'm totally trembling. I only one thing really I want to do is try like a dog, find a hole I can hide in myself. Because I don't know what I asked for. I'm total trembling. I think I will die in this presence. And Lord speak to me, child. That's that much I can show to you. I have to withhold my presence, withhold my glory, because you cannot take it anymore. But walk this path across, you gotta take it more and more. Walk the path I walked before. That's a path to my glory. You're gonna see it. You're gonna see it. The whole earth is gonna full of my glory. That exactly I see. He not just see W himself, but he see the redemption, the eternal purpose of God. The whole earth shall full of his glory. Every nation, every tribe, every people group, every humble man gonna see this king in his fullness of glory. But Lord need a body. Lord need a body filled with His purpose so He can unveil His plan. He will reveal to this earth, we are sign and wonder. Allow them to see. The church is a sign and wonder for the world to see the God's redemption plan. Hallelujah. Through us manifest His eternal glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Since that experience, I know this must be more. We can step into it. Hallelujah. Not just for our own sake, but for His kingdom, for His righteousness. Hallelujah. I know if I come to Him, I only ask for one thing, Lord, give me your Holy Spirit. Give your own spirit. I just want more of you. I don't want something else. What else I can compare to you, the creator of the whole universe? Come into my being. Hallelujah. There's nothing I want to change. Nothing on this earth I can change with my creator. That's why I be called to the heavenly. I know I can live on this earth as in heaven. I don't understand it. I don't know how to describe it, but I experience it. I can walk on this earth as in heaven. And that exactly Jesus, for about 3.5 years, He walked on this earth as under an open heaven. The heaven is open to Him for all the resources, for all the power, for all the knowledge. For the very life of God, available to Him. He's walking under the open heaven. And that today is available to us. And we're like Him, walk on this earth. And people look at us, marvelous, marvelous. We're going to shine lighter, brighter and brighter. I like to go to the darkness place. Because the light will shine much brighter. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to continue on from yesterday. Talk about the only way to live is to die. Only way you want to get more of Him is you become decreased so He can increase. So we can become the carrier of His anointing, of His power, of His glory. I talk about this not because we want to do something great for God, but because we have a great God with us. Because we humble ourselves and walk with Him. And He's the one performing the sign and wonder and miracles. And we just look in wonder and give Him all the glory. And I talked about yesterday that God is make His vessels in a couple areas. First, we must willing to become the pioneer. To willing to like a small seed and die to the ground and bring forth many seed. And willing to plant and sow our life to the hardest ground. When there's no way, we're dealing to trust God, to trust His vision, trust His promise, and we go forth and knock down all the obstacles and open the way. Without any excuse of the difficulty, the hardship that before us, that we cannot go. I say, there's a fire. This fire is an everlasting fire that gonna burn everything on His way. None can stop the fire and go forth. This fire existing by Himself. The fire of God is not depends on the outside fuel or outside the wood to keep it burning. It's an everlasting fire. He's exists by Himself and burning all the time. And what we need to do is plug in that source of fire and it's constantly burning in our heart, that passion for Him. We can keep that fire burning on our altar all day long without ceasing because He's everlasting. We just need to connect to Him. When we walk as He walks, there's no obstacle. We can see that we can go to the most impossible place and see the move of God there. When we obey His command to go, we trust His vision, trust His promise to us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We must be a pioneer that willing to open the way, allow others to walk upon us. Hallelujah. Don't wait for others. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So many places we need to go. Hallelujah. We may not go to the exact the same place, but each one have a place to go. Yesterday, people tell me more about South Africa. I said, wow, here's the mission field. You don't have to go outside. So many people grew here. And you have a village, you have a mountain, you have cities. There's a whole plan, whole lot of places you can go for. Hallelujah. But you need a fire. You need a fire. You cannot go without the fire. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we need to have that pioneer spirit in us. Hallelujah. We are willing to pay the price, willing to die our life. Hallelujah. When we die our life, I'm so happy. Hallelujah. Because the grave cannot hold him anymore. Hallelujah. The grave cannot hold him anymore. It cannot hold us anymore too. We should lie with him together on the heavenly. That's my praise. Hallelujah. Sit on the heavenly with him. Hallelujah. Take all the authority of heaven and earth. Hallelujah. Subdue all the enemy, all the disease, all the demon powers. Hallelujah. That's our praise. Hallelujah. We just need to plug into that and say, Lord, I not want just, I know in my brain as a theory, I want that reality in my life. I tired just hear about it. I want to experience myself. Hallelujah. I like the real thing. For 18 years, I'm religious. You know, I tire of religious when I find the real Jesus. Hallelujah. I say, Lord, give me the real things. What I read in the Bible, make true to me. Hallelujah. The people, sometimes I go to church, you have Bible study, Acts, and I'll read the Acts. But in China, I see the Acts in action. Hallelujah. Right before my eyes. Hallelujah. Wow, that's better than any Bible college teacher can teach me. Hallelujah. I can learn by experience the Acts before my eyes. Hallelujah. What an adventure. Hallelujah. To see the Holy Spirit moving. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I haven't seen the people raised from the dead. I believe quite soon. Hallelujah. I see all kinds of miracles, but I haven't seen the dead raised from the dead. I see so many people have been raised from the dead, but I haven't seen myself yet. But it won't be long. Hallelujah. Won't be long. Hallelujah. It's an exciting time to live in this point. Hallelujah. If we're willing to pay the price, we're willing to walk on the path. So many saints before us have been walking on this earth. They finished their job and they are waiting for us. Hallelujah. Sometimes we compare one another. It's not good. Hallelujah. Look up. Hallelujah. So many witnesses is encouraging us to go forth. Hallelujah. This is your generation. You take responsibility. Go forth. We are after you. So we take the full promise together. Hallelujah. Sometimes I look at circumstances. I just say, who am I? And I can hear the discussion in the heavenly. Hallelujah. I can hear the Peter and John and David and Saul just encouraging me. So try, come on. Get up and walk. Don't look upon yourself. Look upon Jesus. Hallelujah. And heart be rejoicing in courage. I know they can walk it. I can walk it. Hallelujah. The same Spirit come upon them. The same Spirit gonna come upon me. The same Spirit him descend on the day of Pentecostal is available to me. My personal experience when I go to the Jerusalem upper room, the same exact Holy Spirit come upon me. And Lord spoke before I go. So you're gonna experience exactly the same experience they experienced in that upper room. He's not changed. Hallelujah. He's not changed. Then we talk about we need to willing, not just as a seed die to the ground, but willing to forsake everything that bound us. That comfort zone, that connection with our flesh, the desire of the flesh have to go. And we don't allow anything that hinder us. Even our own nature, we are so shy. I'm used to very shy people. But Lord, have to take those things away from your own flesh. You have to go away. Allow the Holy Spirit to come forth. Hallelujah. And you are amazing yourself like a different man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're willing to die to your reputation, die to your identity. It'd be a foolish for Christ. are willing to believe unbelievable things, like impossible things. Willing to step into that unknown, that invisible, hallelujah. And make it visible and demonstrate on this nature world, hallelujah. We need to plug into that invisible and bring to here, hallelujah, so people can see it. But we are the channel. We are the channel that God has to connect to Him. But we must forsake everything that hinders us. That even something looks good, but you know, if you call to the army, you cannot have other things bother you. You have a wholehearted for this purpose to serve in the army, to serve Him. Hallelujah. It's no time to waste. And then I talk about we need to be broken. This fire is going to come to break us and broken us. So we have a broken heart. We'll humble ourselves to be a candidate for His power, for His anointing, so He can trust us. As I often use the example, the water only flows to the Lord's praise. If you want anointing, if you want the power of God, you want the full covenant of His life, humble yourself to the Lord's praise. Then you're going to find it. Because water never flow up, it's going down. That's His purpose. That's His principle. That's His way. So if us just humble ourselves, not big, but small, like small seed, and He can bless us. He can use us. He used a tiny, small person, hallelujah, to show forth the much greater thing is not because us, it's complete from Him, hallelujah. He's the one do the miracle, hallelujah. And he deserves for all the glories, hallelujah. And we have nothing to boast about except the Christ being crucified, hallelujah. Now this morning I want to continue more. Next, I want to talk about not just have a desire to die as a master thief, forsake everything, and also we humble ourselves, allow Him to give us the treasure of the humility of Jesus Christ. That's the best power we can have. The power of humility of Jesus Christ. If you see that it's a treasure, it's going to change your whole life and your ministry. One time in China, I preached this sermon. The humility of Jesus Christ is the most powerful thing you can get. And people run to the altar in tears. Want to get this precious treasure. We have the garment of humility, hiding ourselves in His humility. Then we'll become the candidate for His anointing and power and glory. That's the only thing we can survive. When we move in such power, that's going to keep us to the end. Hallelujah. So we need to come to a process, allow Jesus to partake his suffering to learn obedience so His humility can form in our life. And then we are candidate for Him to pour out His fire. And this fire, I call it unquenchable fire. A constantly burn in your altar, burn in your heart. Isaiah has seen the vision. Isaiah has seen such a tremendous manifestation, the revelation of God Himself, and the eternal purpose of His glory going to fill the whole earth. But it's not enough. Because God gave him the revelation of Himself too. See him need a cleansing. But Isaiah didn't know how to do it. He looking upon himself, he knows he's such unclean nature in him, but he sees the difference. He sees such a holy God he has. He sees I can do nothing, but I see that God can do everything. His full power, He's awesome God. But he knows there's a process need to go through, but he doesn't know how to do it. But Lord, God just have mercy and send an angel from His presence, bring the fire from the altar and clean his mouth, clean his lips. Let us say each vessel which is servant you want to be used in mightily in his hands, we must go through this process for purifying him. Purification. Let the fire come to cleanse our mouths. One time in China, I challenged all the leaders and evangelists come to our meeting. I said, Lord, gonna do the process to clean his church. The judgment gonna come to the church first. Begin in the pulpit. The one begin spoke for God. Become the oracle for God. But that vessel must be clean. So he will speak. The word is not from man, but from God. Because the world full of different kind of language, but seldom we hear from God. And we need that fire to come from the altar for God, that touch us, that cleanse us, that set our tongues on fire, that control us. And that day I see so many ministers have been touched by that flame of fire, that cleaned their tongues. They no longer speak from their own understanding, but speak by the Holy Spirit giving them utterance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And made them the friend of fire. As Hebrew chapter 1 that mentioned that God will make his servant the friend of fire. The friend of fire. The carrier of his fire. As God is one to make us. So when Isaiah goes through that preparation, that been touched with that divine fire and made him ready. And then Lord said, who I can send? Who I have? And then Isaiah can respond only after he's been cleansing. When he prepared, and Lord can send him, and say, here am I, Lord, send me, send me. So exactly the same process we need to go through. If we've never been put into the fire, the river of fire, and allow him to purify us, we hardly to have a message to preach. Because not because of our own understanding and we have a good idea, but must come from his presence. Hallelujah. The when Bible describes Jesus Christ, he's come from God and speak the word from God. Hallelujah. He not speak for himself, he speak from God. Hallelujah. Every word come out of his mouth, bring the authority, we bring the power. Hallelujah. And see the results. And the Holy Spirit upon him is unlimited. Hallelujah. And today is available to us. Amen. If Jesus is like the token of Elijah, I want to be Elijah. Hallelujah. I want his double anointing. Hallelujah. That I can do more than possible I can imagine. Hallelujah. It's not because of me, because he just increased in this end time. Hallelujah. By himself. He's the anointing one. Hallelujah. But I believe the anointing gonna increase in this generation. Not because of rewards, because the whole creation, the whole church is waiting for this time to end. Hallelujah. And victoriously and gloriously. Hallelujah. And people, God's waiting for us. The saints before us is waiting for us. Sometimes I walk with such a responsibility. I know one day I'm gonna see those people walk before me. And how I give account to them. Did I run the good race? Did I kept the baton of the fire to the end? In the Revelation, they mention two witnesses in the end time. There's two witnesses gonna come. And from their mouths, there's a fire going on. And destroy all the enemies. Destroy enemies. A couple of years, they're on this earth and testify for Jesus. They be a witness for Jesus Christ. But there's a fire come out of their mouths. And in the Bible says there are two olive trees. They are the lampstand that before the Holy One of Israel. And my heart just turning. Because some people say it's Elijah and Moses. I say, yes, Lord, we need that. Not because we ever be Elijah or Moses, but we need the same spirit they have. We need to have that same spirit come to our church, come to our beings. Hallelujah. So we can speak like fire going. Hallelujah. That burn out all the work of the enemy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need to immerse into that river of fire. Hallelujah. Get the baptism of fire so we can stand up as a greater witness as they did. Hallelujah. With such a sign and wonder. Then I look at Moses and Elijah. How they know this God of fire? And I look at Moses. First time you see is in a small bush in the wilderness. But it's God spoken in the burning bush. And Moses marvels. How can the fire not destroy the bush? It's marvelous. What a vision that totally transformed his life. I think that vision always keep in his life all day long. That keep on burning. And Moses don't afraid come near the fire. He don't fear because he know the bush, even though as a fresh, even though as a dust, but that fire won't destroy him, but purify him. And Moses just know much more to come, not just in the small burning bush, there must be more. When he's a difficult calling, so many millions of Israel rebellion people that walk with him to the promised land. And such a responsibility, such a calling, so difficult for him to bear. But he have to go to the mountain of God. He know this must be more. I cannot do this alone. And on that day of the Pentecost, the 50 days after they slam the land and come out of Egypt on the mountain Sinai, and same God comes. And this time it's not in the small bush. And this time come, it's the whole mountain shake. And Lord descend as a fire all over the mountain. And Moses stayed 40 days and night in that place with God. I hardly imagine. He stayed there 40 days and nights with this awesome God. Speak to him face to face as to a friend. And hear the voice come up from the fire. And when he come down from the mountain, there's such a glory shine forth in his eyes, in his face. Such a wonderful, powerful experience that Moses had. I see God use his finger writing the old covenant, the law on the stone. I like the reality, the substance, better than the shadow. And we have a substance. Hallelujah. On the day of Pentecostal, when Holy Spirit come upon us, it's not just give us a feeling, not just for us speaking tongues. The hands of God upon us and writing the law in our heart. Not a piece of stone will be destroyed, but right in our heart. He wrote. The glory that Moses seen, that Moses experienced, is only temporary. It's a shadow. But how much more we have in Jesus Christ, in the new covenant. And Moses can experience that such a fire intensity in that mountain. How much more we can experience. Not in the physical form, but in the spiritual form. To the extent we're consumed by this fire. That's why my heart is longing. Lord, I don't want to see the small burning bush. I experience that. You speak to me that. But Lord, I want to see the whole earth shake. But the very fire come from heaven. Make people tremble before your presence. I don't like to persuade people to repent. But when you show up, the people will automatically bow onto their face and cry out for mercy. Who gonna stand before this awesome God? Who can come near to him? But the Lord requires him to carry his very presence. Not people can see us, but see what a mighty God we have. Once God be with us, that made people tremble. They're afraid of you because such an awesome God is before them. Hallelujah. I have some experience, but not much yet. I think when God show up, the unbeliever, the Gentile, bow their knees, cry out for mercy. through the normal people. Sometimes it's myself, sometimes some simple brother and sister. We have one sister in China, feel the Holy Spirit. In the Chinese New Year, they go out to play the drama, because to preach the gospel. Suddenly the Holy Spirit, the hand of God, just come upon her and begin to dance in the spirit. And just through the dance, and portray that Jesus Christ died for us, the agony that he has gone through. And 100 people is watching, this young girl, a teenager, which is dancing before the Lord. And gradually, suddenly, the spirit of repentance sweep over the whole audience. And those unbelievers, those people originally mock us and begin to bow to their knees in tears. And they don't know why. They don't know why they are weeping. They don't know why they are on their knees and cry out for mercy. Just through one small teenage girl that has an awesome God in his presence, manifest in that praise. Hallelujah. Then we talk about Elijah. Elijah has experience with the God of fire too. One time he declared himself, if I really a man of God, if I really a man that know God, and have God's character in my life, let the fire come down from heaven. And today, where's God's Elijah? We need more Elijah come up in God's army. In this generation, we face a very difficult generation. We face very, very hard circumstance. We need the same God Elijah had. We need a sky of fire to prove. During Elijah's time, it's very difficult. People are too double-hearted, even in the church, in God's people. They worship Jehovah, they worship Allah too. And Elijah is grieved in the heart. He's grieved because he knows he's God's truth. It's awesome, God. But how can I prove to them, to your own people, that has been double-hearted? I look at today's church. Sometimes I just say, you know, they worship God in Sunday, but Monday to Saturday, they worship the God of the money God. Double-minded. But Elijah faced the challenge, dare to challenge the prophet of Balaam. We hope we have some Christian will raise up and wake up and dare to challenge you to the darkness. That's so exciting. One time I go to Shanghai, because I bring one Kung Fu master to the Lord Jesus Christ, get him saved, filled with the Holy Spirit. Then he go back to Shanghai and say, this man will heal people. And then I ask his friend, all the Kung Fu master, to come to see me. I don't have a big meeting in the house, a small meeting. But I get the best Kung Fu master from Shanghai and try to see this man can heal. Not because I can heal, because he's just a new believer. He don't quite understand. And I just finished ministry in some part of praise. I mean, my total weakness. I have no voice. I have no strength in my body. And now those Kung Fu masters all packed the room. And some Christians hunger for the Holy Spirit. And then I say, Lord, now I have no voice. I have total weak in my body. And such a challenge. And they declare I can heal. I said, Lord, have mercy on me. Who am I? Have mercy on me. In my total weakness. But I say, I come with the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Not myself. I don't look upon myself. So first thing I proclaim in that meeting, I cannot heal anybody. Only Jesus is the healer. It's only Jesus who can perform the miracles. It's only Jesus who baptized with the fire and Holy Ghost. I said, today is the best day for you to see it. Because I'm in my total weakness and no voice. If something happened, it's not because of me. I say, I don't have to practice Qigong to produce power. The only thing I know is pray in Jesus' name. Amen. not just amen and see things happening. Hallelujah. So I look, those masters look at me. They are expecting something. That's good. Sometimes the Christian pray, don't expect something happen. But those masters checking. They look around, see where I can, I pray some magic or I do some practice. I look what you want. And then I share my testimony and how Jesus appeared to me. And they say, I'm going to invite my best friend to come. You know I'm weak, but I don't have to shout, I don't have to jump, I don't have to, you know, I don't have to try to do something to make it happen. Just because he's my friend, he likes to show up. And in that meeting, when I finished my testimony, I said, Lord Jesus, would you come? Would you come? Just small voice, would you come? And then suddenly the whole room, like a tornado, the rush wind just turn and turn and turn.